For the first time since the summer, Health Commissioner Howard Zucker sat down publicly in front of state lawmakers to take their questions as part of the joint legislative budget hearing on Thursday. His five-hour appearance came after months of calls from GOP lawmakers, as well as some Democrats, for Zucker and the Cuomo administration to answer additional outstanding questions about the state's pandemic response, specifically with regards to nursing homes. In addition to talking about the past, the commissioner also responded to inquiries about the health portion of the governor's budget. To discuss Zucker's testimony and some of the other highlights from the hearing, we're joined by Shannon Young, Politico New York's healthcare reporter in the Capitol. Welcome back to the show, Shannon.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
So there was a lot of pent-up energy heading into Thursday's hearing. So were there any actual sparks?
I think a lot of the tension that everybody was kind of expecting to come to a head at the hearing had already kind of played out in recent weeks. I mean, obviously there were heated exchanges between lawmakers and administration officials, but the format of these hearings is really tough to get a really good back and forth, right? Because everyone's given certain time allotments. There was more than almost 50 people on the witness list, and so it wasn't really like a typical hearing forum like you would expect to see in Congress or you know, somewhere else where the focus is solely on this one contentious issue.
I noticed right away that Senator Tom O'Meara, a Republican from the Southern Tier who is the head Republican, I think, on the Finance Committee and the Government Operations Committee, wanted Zucker to be sworn in. And then, you know, during his turn to grill Zucker, he was pretty tough and they had a bit of an exchange. Did anyone else really get into it with Zucker, or was it mostly just sort of a lot of grandstanding with the time allotted?
Right. So it was a little bit of a mix of both, right? So Republicans have been really leading the charge in pushing back on the administration's handling of COVID and nursing homes. They've been doing it since last spring. They've been calling for hearings, for attention to be raised on this issue. They've called for Cuomo to face subpoenas and whatnot. And so for a lot of the Republicans, it was an opportunity for them to, you know, say this publicly in a forum where a lot of eyes would be paying attention. But there notably were Democrats who, you know, were critical of how the administration has handled the issue, how they've communicated with the legislature. You know, Gustavo Rivera, the Senate Health Committee chairman, implored the administration just to admit that they messed up, you know, told them, it's fine, we understand, but you just need to admit it, which was, you know, an interesting exchange. And then Kevin Cahill, at the beginning of his testimony, asked the commissioner to explain how much of it was of what he had to say yesterday was influenced by the governor's office, or you know, how much the governor had prevented him from reaching out to lawmakers over the summer and communicating with them on the information that they had requested at hearings last summer.
What about the federal probe into the administration's handling of nursing home data? Did the commissioner shed any new light on what's going on there?
Yeah, we didn't get a ton of new details about that probe. That's sort of been an amorphous issue that's cropped back up in the last couple weeks here, right? So just to back up, after the legislature held these hearings last summer, lawmakers asked the commissioner for a bunch of information to respond to questions that they had about nursing home policies, immunity policies, things like that. And right around the time that they requested this information, the DOJ under Donald Trump sent out this interesting note saying that they were requesting information from New York, New Jersey, Michigan, and Pennsylvania on this policy from March where, you know, hospitals could send COVID patients to nursing homes, right? And that's sort of been the issue at the center of this whole debate. It wasn't clear at the time how many nursing homes it necessarily pertained to. From everything that we read and found out, it was just only state-run facilities, so veterans' homes. So there's only like five of those in New York. But the administration has pointed to that investigation or that request as the reason why they hadn't been able to communicate with lawmakers. And so that's been kicking around in the background. And then yesterday, lawmakers pressed Zucker on that. They said, how come we don't know anything else? What's going on with this investigation? And pretty much the only answer we got was, well, it's under investigation and I can't say anything about it. So what that means, what the status is, we don't know. A couple lawmakers requested that whatever was sent to DOJ be released publicly, as Cuomo had hinted he'd be open to doing. That's sort of in the hands of the lawyers at this point. So We're still sort of waiting around to see what's happening with that.
When it comes to nursing homes and the handling of nursing home data by the administration, do you have any outstanding questions for Commissioner Zucker and the governor, or have we basically had everything answered at this point as far as you're concerned?
So, you know, I was talking to a couple sources about this issue, and, you know, everybody wanted to see this data. Everybody was interested and curious as to, you know, why it hadn't been released, why they wouldn't give an account of people who died in hospitals versus those who died in facilities. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really change anything, right? Like, it doesn't change the overall number of deaths. People who lost loved ones know where they died. And so I think the bigger issue here for most people is just how the whole thing was handled, right? As Senator Rivera likes to say, the administration doesn't engender trust. And I think that that's lawmakers' biggest issue right there is that, you know, why was this information not released sooner? Why wasn't this communication happened? You know, why wasn't it released in July when the administration put out their first report saying that asymptomatic spread was the reason for all these cases? So personally, I don't have a ton of lingering questions about the data itself. I mean, obviously, I think we all know that there's going to be more information that comes out as we move on and into other phases of the pandemic and can get better information of how things were at the start. But I think the biggest question out there still is just sort of, why did it take so long, and what happened? Why wasn't this released?
We're discussing Thursday's legislative hearing into the health portion of the governor's budget, and our guest is Red Sox fan Shannon Young, who moonlights as Politico New York's healthcare reporter in the Capitol. Moving past, you know, the pandemic and what it meant for nursing homes and looking to the future, you know, the Senate recently passed a package of nursing home reforms, and we've reported that the Assembly Democrats are prepared to take their own actions with some of the same bills as soon as next week. Did Commissioner Zucker weigh in on overhauling the industry, whether with the legislature's measures or the ideas recently floated for the budget by the governor?
So the commissioner did mention the proposals briefly that Cuomo has included in his budget update. So those were kind of similar to some of the measures that we saw passed by the Senate this week. You know, there was greater penalties for facilities that have major violations, infection control and whatnot that can harm residents. There was, you know, ratios for how much could be spent on direct patient care versus management salaries, things like that. You know, there was a little bit of difference as to what levels those penalties and those ratios would be. But, you know, overall, they're pretty similar. I think it's interesting that, you know, the governor's budget only included these in the updates when lawmakers had already, you know, expressed interest in doing this. I think it was 2-3 weeks ago at this point where the Senate first signaled that they were going to move forward with a package of nursing home overhaul bills. And that was even before, you know, half of the news that's broke in the last couple weeks was even out there. And so I think the legislature has long wanted to move forward with a lot of these bills. I know Assemblyman Gottfried, the chair of the Assembly Health Committee, has been pushing for a lot of these things for a long time. And so I think that there will be some movement. Who claims credit, I think, will be we'll kind of wait and see.
Looming over this entire budget process is a fiscal shortfall due to the pandemic. The size of that shortfall, though, is something that's sort of in flux right now as we see federal aid packages crafted in Washington, D.C. that might be able to make up a lot of that gap. But, you know, because there's so much ambiguity surrounding what sort of aid we'll be getting from the federal government, the governor has crafted what some call an austerity budget. It still increases spending overall, but the health care portion of the budget is not, I think, as robust as some would like it. What sort of discussion was there about healthcare funding in this budget? And were there any areas that came and got specific scrutiny from lawmakers, whether with Zucker or healthcare providers and activists who spoke in the other 7 hours of the hearing?
Yeah, so, you know, clearly nursing homes were the issue of the day at yesterday's hearing. And I think that, you know, some people, the administration included, would have hoped to have a conversation more on some of the proposals that are actually in the budget. But, you know, looming over this entire pandemic, this whole nursing home issue, is the fact that New York has faced Medicaid shortfall for more than a year now. I mean, we entered 2020 with a big Medicaid shortfall. There was across-the-board cuts to kick off the beginning of 2020, and then there was a whole slate of Medicaid redesign team proposals that took effect as part of the last budget, and then those were kind of halted in different ways because of federal funding that came in, and that was a whole issue that came up in the spring. And so now, you know, New York is not only dealing with the financial aspects of a pandemic and how you reopen businesses and how you keep people employed, but also how do you deal with the healthcare costs that you incurred during this, you know, from testing and vaccination rollouts and everything else. And hospitals have been very vocal about the fact that they, you know, face different financial challenges. There's a big concern about what that means for safety net providers, right? I think yesterday, Assemblyman Gottfried noted that the across-the-board cuts that took place affected hospitals differently, right? So if it's a big, you know, major hospital in Manhattan that doesn't have a lot of financial issues, and then it's a safety net provider in Queens, that's going to hit a lot differently. And so, you know, throughout the focus on the nursing homes, there was some talk about, you know, how the state moves forward with its spending cuts that have to happen, but, you know, the best ways to do that that causes the least amount of harm. I know nursing homes have been pretty vocal about the cuts that they've faced. You know, yesterday they said that they were, you know, one of the only healthcare providers to get a cut last April, and they've got more cuts on the table. And so they're kind of grappling with how do we implement all of these overhauls and, you know, ensure patient care, get PPE that we need to prevent people from getting sick while we're facing funding cuts. And so I think the focus on the nursing homes has drowned out a lot of the debate that you typically hear in Albany around this time of year. But it doesn't mean that that's still not happening behind the scenes, and everybody is still sort of making their pitch for why they shouldn't see cuts.
We've been speaking with Shannon Young. She is Politico New York's healthcare reporter at the Capitol. Shannon, thank you so much for making the time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.